You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the first part is a talk, and the second part is a shamanic healing ritual in which you're very welcome to participate. And this show is all about attention and freeing, so to speak, your field of attention. Because if you would observe, you could clearly see right now in this moment that all the time your field of perception is filled with, well, your thoughts, your dreams, your opinions, your feelings. It all revolves about you. So you could say a big part of the day, the only thing you observe is not reality, but what you think of reality, what you feel about reality, what your opinion is about reality. And as a matter of fact, this has not so much to do with the reality itself. It says much more about how you perceive that what's there. This example I usually give is, well, you might think that your neighbor is a very annoying man, but his wife loves him. So who's right? It says nothing about your neighbor. It says something about the observer. And so, for a very big part of our lives, we live in our interpretation of the world. It's not the reality as it is. It is how we think it is, how we feel it is, and what our opinion is about it. And very often, this whole mechanism makes us very unhappy. For instance, if you think about depression. What is depression? Well, from energetic point of view, I would say that depression is all the time looking at yourself and your circumstances, so looking at yourself, and feeling miserable about it. So what could you do? Well, I think one of the things you could try to do is to shift your attention away from this obsession with yourself. And well, you can do that in a fairly easy way, because you can start looking at the world around you, at not you, so to say. Because first you're only observing what you think, what you feel, and, you know, all your opinions about something, mainly about yourself and your situation. And by observing, you know, just the things that are there without any comments on the inside, you will see that this obsessive attention for ourselves gets less. And you will definitely see that your depression will become less. So what you do is you shift your attention away from yourself towards the factual circumstances. And you will see that it will loosen the grip of the depression. And the trick is, of course, not to look around you and to have a negative opinion about it. No, leave the opinion alone. Just leave it. Just try to observe what is there. And it's the same, as a matter of fact, with meditation. Many people try to meditate, and, well, in my opinion anyway, meditation is a sort of forgetting about yourself. It's dissolving into, well, that what's there, the oneness or life or existence, being, however you want to call it. And what you see very often when we try to meditate, we pay very much attention to ourselves, to what we experience. I think the trick is not to pay attention to what you experience, but to forget about yourself, to shift your attention, just as with a depression, to the outside. So don't pay attention to what you think of it, what you feel of it, or what your opinion is about it. But try to observe what is. And then you will see, with depression, but also in meditation, is that you start opening up. If you focus on all these things of yourself, well, you won't open up. You only will get stuck deeper within your spiritual self. Or however, it's still yourself. No matter how you define that for yourself, and how special you think it is, it's still yourself. And meditation, in my point of view, is going beyond yourself. And beyond yourself in the sense of beyond your definitions of yourself. The definitions about life. The definitions about your circumstances. And you will see, if you can leave that more behind, you will still be here, still be able to react to whatever comes along within your universe. As a matter of fact, in a much better way, because you're not so preoccupied with yourself. So you see more of what pops up, and you don't necessarily jump into it from your own point of view. You can let it be much more what it is, and react to that, instead that you react to what you think, or what you feel, that is there. And as a matter of fact, that's very liberating.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And I think all these things are really grown out of control here, especially in the Western world, where we are mainly concerned with ourselves. And even, as I said, with all these spiritual exercises, I've been teaching this sort of thing for maybe 20 years. People do not really want to experience what is there. They come here to find the fulfillment of what they think they should find. They have all, and it's for everybody like that, you have all these inner pictures, you know, and inner presumptions about how everything is and how everything should be. And for instance, when you open up what opening up is and what spirituality is and what a shaman is and how you look at life and how you should develop. And it's a funny thing, you know, because I've been teaching this for over 20 years and people come to you to learn this, which implies they don't know, otherwise you wouldn't come. But at the same time, you have all these ideas about how it should be. What it should be like a training like that. How I should be, how the work should be, what it is. But that's not what it is. So I think with many things, also what I saw in the school or in the trainings is, well, you enter with a certain presumption, with a certain idea about what you're going to learn and how this is going to evolve. And then, well, when it's a serious thing, you know, when it's not new agey, in which you just learn interesting things and you are even more important for yourself, I think in the real thing, you know, you get knocked down in the sense of you become less important within your perception. Because that opens up your perception. So you see, as soon as you start doing something, and this is for general life, but it's very clear within these trainings, you start off from an idea, then you find out it's not the idea, and then you need the how would I say it, the push to go on. And you see, okay, it's this, it's not as I thought it was, and okay, well, if you still want it, you know, you have to keep on doing it. But not as you thought it was. And it's strange because just about everything in life goes like that. Because life will never be in a way that you how you think it should be. So you find the same mechanism back in many life circumstances. That you have a preconceived idea or something like that. And you come in an actual situation, it turns out to be quite different as you thought it would be. Or things develop in a different way that you thought they would. And then you have to let go of your idea. And it's the same. It's the same in all these things. I think in this work, the main thing is that you get more space in this mechanism of all our ideas, all our feelings, all our opinions, because they determine how you perceive life. All the time. As I said before, if you go to the bakery and you're very angry, you're annoyed by everything. You're annoyed by the traffic, annoyed by the walk, annoyed by the weather, annoyed by the girl in the shop, annoyed by the customer in front of you, annoyed that they don't have your thing. If you would go there and you would be in love, you would have a totally different experience. Still, you know, there would be traffic and the girl wouldn't be too clever and the customer before you, la 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 la. But you would perceive that different. But the actual situation would still be the same. So I think the only thing you can try to do if you want a change in your life or a more open and more peaceful way of living is exactly in this mechanism. Because as soon as you look through a mental image, as a matter of fact, your whole perception and your whole experience will be colored by that. As I said, if you're angry, everything is annoying. And you will come to the world with that attitude that it's annoying. So the world will respond to your attitude. And yes, that will acknowledge that they are, you know, they are very annoying. So this is a mechanism which keeps itself going. And there is no logical way out. The only way out is to drop it entirely. And I think the best way to do that is to shift your attention away completely from yourself. As I said before, try to feel your feet. Why your feet? Well, you know, your body just is here. So by shifting your attention from everything you think, everything you feel, everything you you have an opinion about, to the actual fact that your feet are here right now on the ground, it will pull your attention in the here and now. And then you, if you really try that for some time, you will find out that the here and now is, as a matter of fact, very peaceful, very harmonious, very open, joyful. It's only all our projections, so to speak, all these inner images we look through that give this, well, very often negative color to our reality. And I think that's a pity because, well, this is your life and I think you only have one. And, well, I think it would be great if you could enjoy that and could be content with that and could be happy within that. I think it's meant for that. And I think that's very well possible and that does not so much rely on your circumstances, although some circumstances definitely help, let's be clear about that. But I think although life is not always easy in a practical way, you know, you can make a problem out of that, or you can try to let it be and try to make the best out of it, or you can make internalize it and make a whole fuss out of it, and it will make you very unhappy. It's, for instance, this whole money thing that's going on now in the world, which of course ruins material and social life for a big part for many people. You know, still, I traveled a lot in third world countries, for instance. Well, these people are poor in a different dimension than we are poor. But they are not necessarily unhappy. I won't say they're all very happy, but it's not that they are more unhappy than Western people. As a matter of fact, I think they might be more happy than Western people. For if you look in our society, why do we have all these toys, all these iPad, iPods, games, porn, all this. We have so much stuff, that I think, well, we need that to fill up a hole within our feeling. It's this, just this discontentment that you try to satisfy all the time. That's why we need all this stuff. And I think the trick is to find satisfaction in whatever life circumstance you are, because you cannot control your life circumstances in that way. So you better learn to deal with it. That's what this is all about. You could say it's energy management. Because what you give energy or attention will unfold within your perception, will form your life, your interpretation of life. Life is just life. You cannot change that. You can see that it lives by itself. The only thing you can change is your attitude towards it. And I think the more open your attitude is, the more happy you will be. And, well, I think that's a very good idea.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
And the ritual I'm going to perform right after this is exactly meant for that. The whole purpose of the ritual, it's not nice music or whatever. No, it's an energetic impulse meant to pull your attention away from all this preoccupation with ourselves and draw your attention into this very wide, open state of being, which you are right now, but you fail to perceive because you're too obsessed by yourself. And the ritual I will perform is very helpful in that sense, that it helps you to withdraw from this. And that's also very healing, because many of the things that occupy us are worries, is pain, is anxiety. So in that sense, it's also a healing experience. The more of that can go, the more open and, well, happy you are. And during the ritual, you don't have to do anything at all. The best thing you do is just lay down, close your eyes, and just let it be, and let the ritual wash through you, without having an opinion about it, without comparing it to something else. Because, well, you can do that, but it's not helpful, because then you're busy with what you think of it. So the more you can let that go, and as I said, the ritual is extremely helpful in that, and the more open you will become. And that will make you definitely much more happy and balanced. All right. I hope you enjoy it. Just lay down, close your eyes, and flow along with the ritual. Don't try to do anything. Just try to relax and go along. You don't have to experience anything in particular or spectacular. You might, but not necessarily. But at the end of the ritual, just about everybody will feel himself or herself in a much more open, peaceful place within yourself. Very pleasant in general. All right, enjoy it.
You are now listening to the Shuem Soul Experience. We would strongly advise you not to drive any vehicles while listening to this broadcast.
Hmm.